piece by Alan Hovhaness, resident of Seattle, Washington, and, well, it's very much like many of his other works. There's one that I play called The Garden of Adonis, for flute and harp, or a piano, where I've played it with harpsichord, and it has these gorgeous chords in the piano or harp, and this gorgeous little flowing melody in the flute, and then it has about eight or so movements, and to play the whole thing seems awfully long, so hold on, it will forgive me if I just play a few of the movements of his Garden of Adonis. Well, this is a little bit the same way. I first heard this in a church in San Francisco, this piece for flute and organ. The organ, well, let's see, I didn't realize the flute started. Anyway, there's this beautiful little slow melody in the flute, and then there are these gorgeous tone clusters in the organ, gorgeous high colors, tone clusters, and it was really beautiful. Then the second movement comes along. There's this beautiful slow melody in the flute, and these gorgeous tone clusters in the third movement, beautiful melody in the flute. And you can read this in the movements. They all have the same titles, Andante, 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 in this piece at least. So we're playing three of the Andantes, very contemplative music, very much like Music of the East, by Alan Hovhaness, his sonata for Ryuteki and Sho, which mean, I guess, flute and organ in Japanese.
Thank you. beautiful music. It oftentimes, well, here we could have played the same thing, I think, or it might be a very nice thing to walk into a Vespers listening to the whole thing, or the other piece, the Garden of Adonis. But sometimes it's hard to program, because if you put as pretty as it is, sometimes people tend to get itchy, and you can just feel that when you're going to program a piece like that it's not going to work in a certain situation. Whereas in this room and here, I think it's really perfect. So now I have music by another Seattle composer, Mark Tobey, who's perhaps the Northwest's most beloved painter. Well, actually, he lived the last 20 years or so of his life in Basel, Switzerland, but he had very strong Seattle ties and taught at Cornish in Seattle, and picked up music when he was 50. He started learning the flute and voice and piano. He had a friend, Winsor Ugly, who was an artist and who was about to have a show at a gallery in Seattle. Winsor Ugly also played the flute, and Mark Tobey wrote some music specifically for Winsor Ugly to play at his art opening. And that way, lots of people would come to the art opening to hear Winsor Ugly play the music of Mark Tobey and see Winsor Ugly's art on the walls. Well, the last time I played this was with Mark Tobey's art on the walls, his prints. He didn't begin printmaking until he was 70, but there were some really stunning prints in this exhibition in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And so we had a little program of Mark Tobey's music and his poetry. When he wrote this piece in the 50s, early 50s, or maybe late 40s, I don't think he yet really read music. So he either whistled it or tootled it on his flute, and his piano teacher in Seattle took down the notes and all the little dynamic things. But it really sounds quite, well, professional. It might have been Tobey's Opus 1 or Opus 3 or something. I'm sure he liked to improvise a lot on the flute and on the piano. And these are like crystallized improvisations of Tobey's. The first time I played them, the way that I found them was when I lived on Bainbridge Island across from Seattle in a little house that Tobey owned. I didn't know that at the time, but the people next door had a great big house and lots of Tobey's things on the walls, and they were having a little sort of birthday party for Tobey. He was still alive. This was about 5 or 6 years ago. He wasn't there. He was in Switzerland, but they were having a birthday party for Tobey and also to commemorate a new scholarship in his name that they were having at Cornish, an art scholarship. And so Mrs. Barnett knew that I tootled the flutel and said, "Here's some music by Mark Tobey. Would you play this at our little gathering?" And I said, "Sure." So she gave me this copy. And at that gathering, I learned that Tobey liked impressionistic, well, Debussy, and that kind of music a whole lot, and you sort of hear it a little bit in this. It's very lots of colors, and also someone remarked that it's very painterly, this piece, because it changes all the time. There are all these little changes of colors, so it's sort of painterly. So these are three pieces for solo flute, three very short pieces. The first one is Obad. The second one, Memories Are Hunting Horns, Their Sounds Die in the Wind. And the third is Homage a Winsor Ugly, Tribute to Winsor Ugly, at whose opening these were first played. most modern work of the afternoon by Frank Martin, who's a Swiss composer. Looks like this was written in 1938, and it's called Sonata da Chiesa. Right? Sonata da Chiesa for flute and organ, church sonata.
Thank you. little piece for flute alone called The Kinder Are Playing, The Children Are Playing, Die Kinder Spielen, by Carl Nielsen.
Thank you. said I should say something about this piece. Primarily because it's by a composer that I know. These other composers, except for Schumann, were new to me, and I've enjoyed getting acquainted with those words. Johann Alain is the brother of a very well-known organist, Marie-Claire Alain. She's recorded all the organ works by Bach, not twice, but I think three times already. And this composer is her brother. Her brother died very tragically as a young 20-year-old serving in World War II in the ambulance corps in France, died in action there, and thus ended a life of a very promising young composer. And this work that Jeff and I are playing is a transcription that Marie-Claire has done of her brother's composition for piano and flute. So this has also been played on piano, but we're trying to play her arrangement of it with the organ as accompaniment. It's in three movements. It's just simply entitled Three Movements for Flute and Piano and or Organ.
Thank you.
you.